All right, LaGuerta finally said, when I was about to vibrate out of my skin. And she showed a small, strange smile that was part official and part... what? Something else altogether. Something human, unfortunately, putting it beyond my understanding. Give us a chance to talk. I'd like that very much, I said, absolutely oozing charm. LaGuerta didn't respond. Maybe she didn't hear me. Not that it mattered. She was totally beyond any sense of sarcasm where her self-image was concerned. It was possible to hit her with the most horrible flattery in the world, and she would accept it as her due. I didn't really enjoy flattering her. There's no fun where there's no challenge. But I didn't know what else to say. What did she imagine we would talk about? She had already grilled me mercilessly when she first arrived on the scene. We had stood beside my poor dented car and watched the sun come up. She had looked out across the causeway and asked me 7 times if I had seen the driver of the truck, each time with a slightly different inflection, frowning in between questions. She'd asked me 5 times if I was sure it had been a refrigerated truck. I'm sure that was subtlety on her part. She wanted to ask about that one a lot more, but held back to avoid being obvious. She even forgot herself once and asked in Spanish. I told her I was seguro, and she had looked at me and touched my arm, but she didn't ask again. And 3 times she had looked up the incline of the bridge, shaken her head and spat puta under her breath. Clearly that was a reference to Officer Puta, my dear sister Deborah. In the face of an actual refrigerator truck, as predicted by Deborah, a certain amount of spin control was going to be necessary, and I could tell by the way LaGuerta nibbled at her lower lip that she was hard at work on the problem. I was quite sure she would come up with something uncomfortable for Deb. It was what she did best. But for the time being, I was hoping for a modest rise in my sister's stock. Not with LaGuerta, of course, but one could hope that others might notice that her brilliant bit of attempted detective work had panned out. Oddly enough, LaGuerta didn't ask me what I had been doing driving around at that hour. Of course, I'm not a detective, but it did seem like a rather obvious question. Perhaps it would be unkind to say that the oversight was typical of her, but there it is. She just didn't ask. And yet there was more for us to talk about, apparently. So I followed her to her car, a big 2-year-old light blue Chevrolet that she drove on duty. After hours, she had a little BMW that nobody was supposed to know about. "Get in," she said, and I climbed into the neat blue front seat.